Okay, so the goblin horde is rushing towards you. What do you do?
My monk charges forward to meet them in melee combat.
My barbarian will enter rage and charge the goblins as well.
Can my paladin join their goblin smashing party?
Of course. And what is our warlock doing?
I call upon the power of my plus one podcast of slaying and use it to rain fire down upon the goblin scum.
What? No.
You have to be kidding me.
Everything is burning.
Seriously? Wow. I do not have a good feeling about this session anymore.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Plus One Podcast of Slaying. I'm your host, Skormus, and today, well, got kind of a weird topic to talk about. It's tangentially attached to role-playing, and that is conventions. I know we're not having any conventions right now, just it is what it is, but we will have conventions again in the future, someday. And you might think that conventions can just, you know, if someone's being a bad actor, they can just toss that person out. And for the most part, that's been the widely held belief. If you are causing issues for the convention, then they can just say, leave, and you are escorted out. And I'm pretty sure nobody really questions that right now. Well, except for one guy. It seems there's this dude going by the name of Zach Smith, who filed a lawsuit against Gen Con. If you don't know what Gen Con is, you don't know Dungeons and Dragons. It's like one of the earliest role-playing conventions. Anyway, he filed a lawsuit against Gen Con, and the owner of Gen Con, who used to be the head of Wizards of the Coast, Peter Adkinson. Well, that was back in March. And I got this information from Geek Native online. It's geeknative.com. So maybe better information has come out about this since this has been recorded. I don't know. It's been nearly a week. But at this point, this is what we know. There's been a screen grab of the court session minutes that's been spread around on social media, and it appears to show that the judge dismissed the case. That it went on for about an hour, and the judge just said, yeah, no, poof, and dismissed it. I don't know the details of the dismissal. I don't know why it was dismissed. Just that, nope, case cannot go forward. Y'all get out. Might have been a technical issue that just needed to be redressed. Maybe the court case can be brought again. Or it might have been dismissed with prejudice, which means, nope, no lawsuit for you, Zach. I don't know. So why was Zach kicked out of Gen Con? Well, he wasn't actually kicked out. He was just told you're not allowed to attend. You're banned. And I guess part of the problem was how they did it. How Gen Con and Peter Adkisson, there's no N in there. How they did this ban. And apparently it was quite public. And Zach S. said that this hurt his business, hurt his livelihood, and so that's why he was suing. It wasn't just about the ban, it was about how he was banned. Okay. So, fine. Most people that get banned from a convention have done something fairly bad. You know, you might drink a little too much and get to be a problem and they throw you out, but you're welcome back next year. This is a little bit different. You're banned. You're not welcome back. So, why did they ban him? Well, it starts, I guess a tangential thing was back in February, Zach S. was purged, had his name purged from all future D&D players' handbooks. Yes, he worked as a consultant for Wizards of the Coast. So he got stripped of his connection to Dungeons & Dragons. Now, why would they do that? I mean, he's an artist, right? He goes by Zach S., but he also goes by Zach Sabbath. And apparently his real name is Zach Smith. Alright. So, why is this artist in such trouble? Oh, I forgot. His games have also been banned from DriveThruRPG, which is a lot. The Gauntlet also banned him, which is an OSR and powered by the Apocalypse community. Someone who worked on one of Zach's games donated to charity. Contessa, the VIP and LGBTQ plus community, had to deny rumors that they have any connection with Zach S. So, okay, it's looking pretty harsh for this guy. Go back again. Let's see. Again, back in February. This all seems to pop up from February. Why is this article the same as that article? Huh. I had the abuse claims up. There we are. Nope, the abuse claims. Oh, there they are. Yeah, so Zach Sabbath, Zach S., Zach Smith, whatever you want to call him, started out as being a part of a group of people who were on the weekly video series I Hit It With My Axe on The Escapist. Okay, fine. That show is D&D played by adult stars and strippers. Alright, well, Zach S. is a porn star. Again, no problem with that. That is as nothing to do with it. The problem lies with Zach Sabbath's former partner, Mandy Morbid, who went public with detailed allegations of abuse, violence, and sexual assault while they were together. Okay. That is a problem. So, essentially, Gen Con had no problem with Zach S. being involved with Gen Con. None whatsoever. Wizards of the Coast, in fact, employed him as a consultant and had his name under Zach Smith in many of their books for 5th edition. Again, nobody had a problem with him being a porn star or anything like that. Problem lies with, hey, yeah, there's pretty serious allegations against him now. And nobody wants to be involved with him. All right. So, where does that leave us? Well, I was going to say that this raises an excellent question as to whether or not this lawsuit strengthens convention's ability to ban people or not, whether it protects them from future lawsuits or not. And in some ways, yes, it absolutely does. It sets a precedent that if a convention can say, hey, we have a good reason why this person is no longer welcome here, it will get that lawsuit chucked out because they can go see this lawsuit where this guy got banned for a pretty good reason. We don't want someone accused of these heinous acts around other people at our convention, let alone do we want to be connected to said person, right? So if something else along those lines comes up, absolutely, conventions like Gen Con will have some measure of protection, some measure of a precedent set in their favor. Then again, how often is this sort of thing going to happen? I mean, think about it. Someone screws up really badly, does some pretty bad things, gets banned. Okay, how many of them are going to actually file a lawsuit like Zach S. did? I mean, there was that guy who runs the Quartering. He was a big YouTube channel for collectible card games, mostly Magic the Gathering. And he basically got banned from the Magic community, banned from any conventions, banned from any competitions. And he claimed that this cost him a huge amount of money. He claimed that this hurt financially, both with his YouTube channel, with his ability to go out and do conventions, to continue to cover Magic the Gathering, all that. Public embarrassment. Why did this happen? Well, kind of harassed some cosplayers, female cosplayers, because he didn't feel that cosplay was acceptable at big Magic the Gathering conventions. Yeah. So anyway, the guy's a jerk. And he even basically said, if I remember, that you don't have to like me, but don't take away my livelihood just because I'm a jerk. But here's the thing. His being a jerk would hurt their conventions, would hurt Magic the Gathering as a whole. It hurts the community. Why? Because one of those cosplayers that he harassed quit doing cosplay for Magic the Gathering. She said, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not coming and doing these events. And if they hadn't have done something, they would have lost all of their cosplayers. Now, why is this important? Cosplayers are actually a huge part of gaming conventions. And maybe I'm missing something, but pretty sure Magic the Gathering is a game. And if there's games like video games, tabletop role-playing games, whatnot, there should be cosplayers about it. There's a right for cosplayers to be there. And, cosplayers help the convention bring people in. Let's be honest. People love to see the artwork, the artistry involved in these cosplayers doing themselves up and making themselves look like different characters in a particular game. It's really fun. Some cosplayers aren't that great at it. They may do Iron Man out of cardboard boxes. But hey, that's what they could do. And great. It's most people will laugh, but whatever. They tried. Other people look exactly perfect. They even have little jets and whatnot that'll come off of it to make it look even better. You see this for all manner of different games. Why not one of the most popular collectible card games in the world? Jeremy from The Quartering was 100% out of line. He harmed Wizards of the Coast, he harmed the Magic the Gathering community, and he harmed the conventions that were losing cosplayers. It's literally just that simple. Now, to my knowledge, he has not sued yet. But after seeing this, I really don't think he's going to. Because, let's say he does. Let's say that Jeremy from The Quartering. Let's say he did sue. All right. They're going to have to bring evidence in. And I'm sure Wizards of the Coast has all the screenshots, all the evidence, and they would demand that Jeremy provide all of his public comments, like on Twitter and whatnot, involved in this situation. They would, you know, demand everything, including the ones he had deleted. They may have to, you know, actually go after Twitter for them. Point is, I'm sure they've got enough screenshots and others that can provide them of all the stuff he said. And how's he supposed to argue that this didn't harm them when they can just come back with, yes, this financially harmed our conventions. It was going to continue to harm them. So we had to ban you. He has no legal standing at this point. I'm not saying what he did was on par with what Zach S. did, but it's along a similar line. Did he rape and abuse his ex-girlfriend? Allegedly? No. Did he harass cosplayers, female cosplayers specifically, to the point where they wanted to leave the hobby? Yes, he absolutely did. And I've seen some of the screenshots. They were vile. So, not a lot of alleged there. Anyway, between the two, pretty sure that makes a solid case for, hey, don't be a dickhead if you're involved in the gaming community. Especially the tabletop role-playing community, because, you're done. Who's ever going to work with Zach S. again? It's kind of along the lines with, Adam Coble. Yeah, Adam Coble is a pretty vile person. Now, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice person to most people. But, as a dungeon master, not so much. He basically threw a rape scene at a female player at the end of one of their sessions on a live stream. So there's a bunch of people watching. The whole crew of that live stream quit immediately thereafter. They were in shock. I won't play on my live stream, Dungeon World. Even though he's only one of the two authors, I don't care. I'm not going to be associated with Adam Coble if I can avoid it. Because that's not acceptable. Even though Dungeon World, perfectly cool game, I can't be associated with it. Does it mean Adam Coble could come after me for refusing to highlight his game? Sure, but it's not going to do him any good because nobody listens to my actual play podcast. You can find it at scoreme.com. Anyway, his situation is definitely another rung down the line. But let's say that a gaming convention says, nope, we're going to ban Adam Coble. We don't want him at our event. Can he sue? Well, in theory, yes, he absolutely could. I think it's a pretty bad idea on his part to do so. That said, he could have, anybody can sue when it comes right down to it. But considering this other lawsuit that just got apparently dismissed, pretty sure it's not going to do well for him. So, yeah. And in the future, anybody who pops up with something occurring in their background can expect to be persona non grata in the gaming community. Oh, but they're just being, brought down by cancel culture. Actually, I mean, sure. You want to say that's the case? Then, yeah, it probably is. You're wrong, but absolutely, sure, you want to say that's the case? Fine. You see, where the right uses cancel culture as some bad sort of thing, all it really is you and your group of friends saying, hey, you know what, Bob over there, no offense to Bobs, I'm just using that name in general, Bob over there did something pretty heinous, and even though he's a friend, he's been a friend for a long time, sorry guy, I can't associate with you anymore. That's just not cool, especially if the person they allegedly wronged is still in the community. It's still part of your group of friends. Then most people are going to say, you know what, bro, no thanks. Or if it's Sally over there who allegedly did something, you know, sorry, Sally, we got to step back and reassess our situation here. Thanks, though. So why would it be any different with a larger community like the Magic the Gathering community or Gen Con or even corporations like Wizards of the Coast? The last thing Wizards of the Coast needs is for people to start boycotting their products because they are associated with Zach S. The last thing they're going to do is hire Adam Coble in the future. I'll nearly guarantee he is persona non grata. And of course, they're not going to have anything to do with Jeremy from the Quartering ever again. He's even apologized to them. Doesn't matter. He's done. Why? He went too far. He is a complete and utter misogynistic dickhead. That's not alleged. You look at the screenshots. He done fud up. And he deserves to be basically, if you have to use the word, canceled. Same with Adam Coble. Same with Zach S. If that hurts you financially, well, that's unfortunate. But, you know, you could have just not done those things. Or, oh, here's a thought. Disprove them. You know, nobody, you know, Adam Coble can't disprove what he did because a bunch of people saw it live. All right? It happened. What was worse is that he gave a complete non-apology for it. Didn't even apologize to the person he had wronged. Just said, oh, I should have put better tools in place to protect the players. No, you should have just not done that. Period. And apparently he's got a history of doing that that has come out later on. You don't see him suing the player that he pushed into that scene. No. And with Jeremy Crawford, you don't see him suing the people he harassed online for being too thin-skinned or something like that. For not realizing it was just a joke or whatever. Because it's right out there. He can't hide it. It happened. But then there's Zach S. Do you see him suing his ex-partner? I haven't. Now, if I missed it, that's fine. I'll admit my mistake. But I don't see him suing her. And if that's the case, well, it's not an admission of guilt. But he's not exactly defending his good name, is he? His suing of Gen Con and the owner thereof feels more like a, hey, yeah, you guys shouldn't be able to ban me, even though I was made, you know, there was these heinous allegations against me because I'm still a good artist and, you know, I'm a pillar in the community. I'm well known. How good of an excuse is that? If you've got a couple friends, right? And when they break up, one of them confides in their friends of how horrible their ex, let's say Bob, was to them. They were afraid to say anything before. And if everybody in the group says, okay, Bob, you know, you're going to need to go. We're not going to associate with you anymore. Is Bob going to try and defend his good name? Usually, yes. Let's say that this group, though, is a tabletop role-playing group, okay? And we've been playing at a game store for the last 5 years. Let's say because of this, the game store says, Bob, we don't want you in the game store anymore. Sorry. We know you've been a longtime player and a dungeon master occasionally, but can't have you here, man. Can't be associated with you right now. Does Bob have really any standing to sue the game store when he's not defending himself? He's not saying, hey, that's a lie. He's effectively just saying, yeah, you're hurting my ability to be a paid game master at your store. Which, in fact, that would hurt. But hey, here's a thought. Don't sexually assault people. Just a thought. Now, I know that's a bit of a dark topic, but I felt it's something we really needed to discuss today. And hopefully next week's will be a little lighter. Not that anybody listens to the show, but for those who do, hey, thanks. It's nice to see all three of you every week. Anyway, until next time, I'm your host, Squirmy. Wishing that all your dice rolls are nice rolls.
Wait, guys. Can't we talk about this?
Not a chance. We are through with you, Warlock.
And I'll be taking that accursed relic off of your hands.
No. Please. Not my plus one podcast of slaying.
What is wrong with you?
Seriously.
Can we just use it on him?
Okay, dude. The rest of your adventuring team has turned against you. They have hung up your warlock from the rafters of this abandoned tavern by his feet, and they intend to leave him here to die. And all you care about is that stupid podcast? Catch the hint, and roll up a new character. Maybe next time you won't light your fellow adventurers on fire? As for everyone else, I'll see you here next week.